Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gentleman sitting with me now, and I use that term. Well, in one case, I use it loosely. I don't know Ed Danick, so I've met Bruce Adams, the CEO of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. And Ed Danick is the president of the Hartford Federal Credit Union. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Delighted to be here.
Ed, talk about what you do. Talk about the Hartford Federal Credit Union and what you guys do and why public service is important to your group.
Well, we're a full-service cooperative financial institution, and we're member-owned and we're member-controlled. And anytime you've got an organization that's member-owned and member-controlled, you've got a very special organization.
Right.
You've got an organization that's responsive to the wants and needs of its members, and I think that stands in stark contrast to a lot of publicly traded companies who are beholden to their shareholders. But getting to the philanthropic point of it, it's important to note there's 121,000 individuals at risk of hunger in Hartford and Talon counties alone. That's 1 in 8. And it shouldn't be like that. And we've decided to do our part. And one of the things we're doing our 1,000 Champions Against Hunger campaign. It's the first year we've done it, and our target is to have 1,000 people contribute $10 each and raise $10,000. And we're going to turn it over to the food banks, where they're able to leverage it 3 or 4 to 1 with access to wholesale pricing. Currently, we're at $9,200. We're at a glide path to $10,000.
That's great.
And we've also collected a lot of food, and we're very pleased to do our part.
How do people donate? How do they contact?
Well, they can come to one of our 6 branches,
okay.
Hartford Federal Credit Union. We've got one right down the street in West Simsbury on Route 44.
Okay.
A couple in Hartford. We've got one in Stafford, one in Newington, one in South Windsor. And they can either bring in food. We would prefer the money because of the leverage component of donating. They have the access to the wholesale price.
Well, you guys are all into you and Bruce are into money anyway. So
sure.
That's the bottom line. That's what you're all about. And this is all part of your family. This is a extended part of the group that you're in charge of.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I mentioned to you last time, it's part of our DNA.
Right.
Because we're member-owned and member-controlled. We seek to serve their needs and the needs of the community around it. You know,
at this time of the year, do you see more people coming into you looking for assistance, looking for help?
I think there's a spike in needs across the charitable spectrum.
And, right.
You know, that's one of the reasons why the foundation part of our league. You know, we invest in Operation Fuel. We invest in mobile food banks. So we don't just give people financial education.
Right.
You know, it's a broad swath of things that we hit.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for 30 years.
Because I was going to say, you look much younger than Bruce. I can't imagine being that for longer than he.
Thanks, Joe.
What got you involved in the first place? Did you work at a regular financial institution and then move into the credit union sphere of life?
You know, so I worked at KPMG, one of the
okay.
big four.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
absolutely.
It was one of the big 8 public accounting firms at
oh
that time.
Oh, my gosh. And good God, yes.
They went by KPMG Pete Marwick, and I accepted a position with a client, and I've been CEO ever since. So it's been.
So you just moved right to the top.
Yeah.
That's pretty. I mean, you had to work a little bit before you got to the.
You have no idea, Joe.
He just skyrocketed.
I'd rather be lucky than good.
That is a good philosophy.
Yeah.
That is the way life. That is the way life should be. And we talked when you were in visiting with Ray and I, just how life has changed and how now the credit unions are such an integral part of what people do financially.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way I see it is the challenge accepted, and everybody has financial challenges one way or another. And I think that the smart consumer choice is to go to a place who by design is there to help you.
Right.
You know, you got a question, we can help you answer. You got a need, we can help you figure out how to solve it.
Right.
You know, and who better to go to than a company that you own part of.
Right. Well, and that's the important thing. I mean, I think some people might not understand that.
I agree.
That part of your business.
Yeah, if you ask me what are some of my challenges in helping grow this industry in Connecticut is, you know, two things, the word join and the word league.
Right.
I mean, not league, the word union.
Right.
And, I'm...
Well, right. Let me just say this. If you don't know the words, we're not going to know the words.
Oh. But no, that's it.
No,
right?
Yes, we get that.
So, you know, I have two jobs, and they're sort of both different. One is I need to make people understand that bringing your banking services to a credit union
right.
is kind of the same as anything.
Yeah.
And at the other hand, I got to get out there and talk about the important differences,
right?
Like our community focus.
Right. And part of your community focus, you've brought us a little check for today.
We got you a check. And
awesome.
Well, not you, Joe.
No, not for me. No. Or for Ray. We're not going to send that to him at all.
No, he had me send him one.
Good. Yeah. That's nice. Thank you. Yeah. I like this adversarial relationship we have. This is going to work. Ed Danik, president of the Hartford Federal Credit Union. Of course, Bruce Adams, CEO of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. Thanks for your donation. Have a great Christmas,
guys.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, we'll take a quick break.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.